Hello, I'm Jane Evans, and on this part of Chatterbox, Robin Quine and I will have more news stories and our weekly information desk. And since it's now May and officially spring, and so summer can't be too far away, Chris Skinner will be here to present his nature notes. But we begin with more news from round and about Norwich.
This week we have a varied selection on offer, baton twirling and wheelchair dancing among them, as well as news that the old Samson and Hercules may have a new tenant. But we start with news of the Butterfly Walk next month.
Hundreds of people are set to help boost a charity when it holds its fourth annual Butterfly Walk next month. The Benjamin Foundation has announced that the walk will take place at Sandringham Country Park on Sunday, June the 25th. The charity delivers a wide range of support for children, young people and families in Norfolk and Suffolk, and each year helps around 2,000 people. The Butterfly Walk is this charity's main summer fundraising event. The walk will follow one of Sandringham's trails and is around 3 miles long, meandering through the country park's historic woodland. Participants can head off on the walk at any time between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The cost is £5 per person, with free entry for children under 12. Payment will be taken on the day in cash only, and dogs are welcome.
A national Mexican restaurant chain is looking to open 2 branches in Norwich, with the former Samson and Hercules nightclub one of the venues. El Mexicana has put in 2 license applications with Norwich City Council to open premises in the city. The chain serves Mexican street food and has branches all over the country. They have plans to open one of the restaurants at the Tombland venue, which has been empty since Just Lobsters went into liquidation in November. The application states, "This is an established and famous building in Norwich that has a long history as dance hall, inn and restaurant. The building, which is famous for the 2 statues that stand outside, was first built in 1657 and over the years has housed a swimming pool and a ballroom. El Mexicana is seeking to open another branch in the new restaurant quarter in the Castle Mall shopping centre. When the new food quarter, to be named The Terrace, is complete, it will have 6 new restaurants and links Timber Hill to Norwich Castle. The City Council has already granted a licence for Babel, a bar-cum-restaurant, to open in one of the units. Both applications are seeking permission to operate until midnight, with hours extended to 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. The applications also state there will be occasional live music at the venues. Members of the public have until May the 22nd to comment on the applications.
Norwich-based group the Angel Baton Twirlers are celebrating a successful showing in the sport's national championships. The group came home with 5 national titles from the British Baton Twirling Sports Association event at the K2 Leisure Centre in Crawley. Baton twirlers Olivia Double, who's 11, and her sister Elle, who's 17, both from Norwich, pulled off a double victory, with Olivia winning both the pre-beginner solo twirl category and a poise and personality junior one section, and Elle winning a national champion sash in a fancy strut senior plus category. Fellow team member Anya Moore won a national champion sash in a junior 2 fancy strut category, and Caitlin Burcham won a sash in the senior 1-2 baton section. Georgia Bloom also pulled off a no drop in a 3-baton routine. 9 team members have also been selected to represent England in a baton twirling World Cup to be held in Croatia this year.
Wheelchair dance is now on the timetable at the Garage as part of the venue's aim to offer more performance opportunities for people with disabilities. The classes for young people aged 10 to 25 began on Friday, and the venue believes it is the only place in the country that currently teaches wheelchair dance. There are 2 classes each Friday evening, one of which is aimed at people with special educational needs and disabilities. Carrie Mansfield, the Garage's creative director, said, "The ultimate goal is to make sure people with physical disabilities are able to access all of our classes. This is our first step to meeting individuals interested in dance, working together to build skills and eventually producing high-quality performance work. We would welcome young people with any physical disability to sign up."